Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of St. Martin of Tours, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who has a Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Royal Oak, Michigan. Sister Megan's preaching is entitled Greetings.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, greet Prisca and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their necks for my life, to whom not only I am grateful, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Greet also the church at their house. Greet my beloved Epaphroditus, who was the first fruits in Asia for Christ. Greet Mary, who has worked hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my relatives and my fellow prisoners. They are prominent among the apostles, and they were in Christ before me. Greet Ampliatus, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our co-worker in Christ, and my beloved Stachys. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. This last chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans is filled with greetings to a variety of people for whom Paul clearly has great affection. They are people he came to know and love as they ministered together on behalf of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I like to think his request for the church in Rome to greet Prisca and Aquila, Epaphroditus, Mary, Andronicus and Junia, Ampliatus, Urbanus and Stachys is not just some passing comment, but an invitation to the church in Rome to actually encounter them, to be touched by their witness of faith, their conviction, their ministry and preaching. I hope the greetings shared on Paul's behalf were more than, oh, by the way, Paul said hi. In fact, Paul directs the church in how to greet one another with a holy kiss. We don't know exactly what the holy kiss means, but we can presume it was a way of getting close, of not holding back, of being in relationship, of recognizing the other as a sister or brother in Christ. Here in the United States, our greetings to one another are often, not always, but often, rather haphazard. Hi, how are you? And then we don't really wait around to hear the answer. If we're the recipient of the greeting, we usually reply, oh, I'm fine, whether we are or not. Such greetings as these that we experience here in the United States are not what is intended when we actually encounter another person. As Christians, we're called to greet one another as Jesus greeted others, with care, affection, interest, attention, and looking into their hearts in order to see them. His greetings could be summed up with the question, how can I help you? Which then demanded a true listening. Our Dominican brother Timothy Radcliffe, in his Synod Retreat Meditation on Friendship, stated, in South Africa, a common greeting is Sawubona, that is, I see you. A little online research indicates that Sawubona in Zulu carries the importance of recognizing the worth and dignity of each person. It says, I see the whole of you, your experiences, your passions, your pain, your strengths and weaknesses, and your future. You are valuable to me. All we need to do is take a look at the news, and we can see the entire world is in need of meaningful greetings, such as Sawubona, or with the holy kiss of St. Paul. A short list includes Israel and Palestine, Israel and Lebanon, Ukraine and Russia, the House Chamber of the United States Government, Azerbaijan and Armenia, protests in Iran, gang violence and political gridlock in Haiti, the divisions within the Catholic Church, anti-Semitism and Islamophobia on the rise. These are only some of the situations around our world. And there are no doubt other situations in our communities or in our families. All such crises hunger and cry out for greetings that could radically transform them if we actually took the time to greet the other, to encounter them, to see them as fellow human beings made in God's image, instead of seeing them as the enemy or the perpetrator. It might sound simplistic, but to greet the other perhaps as a fellow daughter or son of God, Allah or Adonai, in the spirit of Savubana or with the holy kiss, demands that we take the time to actually see them, to hear their experiences, to witness to their life and to their value and dignity, to respond to their needs and to give them what they need in order for life to be enhanced for them and for us. We'll soon be entering into the season of holiday greetings, of Merry Christmases and Happy New Years, of cards filled with what's happened in our lives over the last year, and wishes for many good things in the coming year for the recipients of those greetings. Imagine those greetings being all the more heartfelt if between now and then, and yes, into the new year and beyond, we actually took the time to encounter others, those we know and those we don't yet know, our family members, community members and friends, people on the street, and especially those whose hearts and spirits are broken. Imagine the transformative gift to the world if we put into practice Paul's invitation to greet the other with a holy kiss, with Savubana, with the gift of being seen, truly seen.